this Friday morning as we check in with Sharon Alseth for our first news update of the morning. Good morning.
Thank you. Happy Friday, everyone. It is cold out there, and as you get ready to head out for the day, keep in mind there is a wind chill advisory for central Indiana until 10 o'clock this morning. The National Weather Service says northwest winds are keeping wind chills as low as 15 below, as you heard. Our snowfall yesterday in Indianapolis was about 3.5 inches. In western Indiana, three people were killed Wednesday while driving through the snowstorm to attend a relative's funeral. Two men and a woman died in the crash between their car and a semi on State Road 47 near Waveland. State police say troopers handled more than 140 slide-offs and crashes in the Indianapolis area between 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. The debate is underway at the State House on education reform proposed by Governor Mitch Daniels and State School Superintendent Tony Bennett. Some efforts to boost school and teacher accountability are being met with resistance by the Indiana State Teachers Association. Its president, Nate Schnellenberger, says comparisons between public and private schools don't take into account their different student bodies.
We take any student who shows up at the front door, regardless of their physical situation, their mental situation, their financial situation, and we do our absolute best every day with those students. Private schools do have the ability not to take in all students.
Schnellenberger was a guest on WFYI Radio's No Limits show. Coming up next Thursday at noon, No Limits will discuss innovations in Indiana education. Indiana Congressman Todd Rokita is defending the effort to repeal the federal health care reform law. The 4th District Republican says Wednesday's vote in the House was not a political stunt. Rokita calls it leadership and following through on a campaign promise to end the law.
If a misguided Senate or a president wants to ignore what we did, then that's between that Senate and the voters and that president and the voters. And I will be supporting those voters and who want to change the Senate and who want to change the president.
He says the Republican-controlled House will begin hearings on replacement legislation and look for ways to cut funding to some of the law's provisions. Three members of Indiana's congressional delegation have visited the Indiana State House since the 2011 session began earlier this month. Republican Senator Dan Coats, Republican Representative Mike Pence, and Democratic Representative Joe Donnelly have all addressed state lawmakers. House Speaker Brian Bosma says he extended invitations to the entire delegation and was happy to see some accept. The visits by Pence and Donnelly fueled rumors that they could run for governor in 2012. In Carmel, the doors will open to the public tomorrow at the Palladium Concert Hall at the Center for the Performing Arts. A ribbon cutting is scheduled for 11 a.m. with a free concert by Carmel Brass to follow from 11:30 to 12:30. Then from 1 to 6 is Community Day with back-to-back musical performances. Ahead on Sunday, the doors open at 10:30 a.m. for another day of music and dance open free to the public. The Palladium's gala dinner and concert will be on January 29th. And former Indianapolis Colts coach Tony Dungy is in the middle of a book tour. He's agreed to write an 8-book series that would put a greater emphasis on reading. Dungy and his wife Lauren handed out copies of their new book, You Can Be a Friend, to Indianapolis students on Wednesday. They made earlier stops in New Jersey and Pittsburgh. WFYI weather, again, that wind chill advisory in effect till 10 this morning. Mostly sunny today with a high of 12. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow. Overnight, low 8, high tomorrow 24, and Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 24. Right now, mostly clear, 2 degrees with a wind chill of 15 below. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks very much. It's coming up on 6:35 now. Last night, IU hung tough with number 18 Wisconsin, but they didn't have enough down the stretch in a 69-60 loss to the Badgers. Jordan Taylor had a...